They're doing it.
Still doing it.
But you take $7-$8 a tray, and the tray must weigh 140, 150 pounds.
I suppose before you get the water out of
it. Yeah, sure, because that's how you've got to handle it. Well, you take the 100 trays, that's $700.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff, isn't it?
That's a lot of handling. You're not going to do it alone. If you go and get 100 trays, you start $700 and have your fuel bill and boat share, then you got to split it.
Well, three ways, isn't it? You've got to two.
Three, yeah, so you end up with not what you call too big a day.
I don't know. The only place I never caught any small one today.
Once in a while, you see
one. Yeah. So what are you supposed to have when they clean up the big ones?
I think, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what they feed them.
Oh, I think they're like the other. They're on muddy bottom. So yeah. I suppose they feed on just detritus, you know.
So they've got that same regurgitable stomach that starfish and urchins
have. It's the same genus, but the same family. Echinoderms, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, oh, I don't know.
We've got some interest in them being interesting. I thought about that when I started buying. I said, well, maybe that'll be something. And I stopped. Wait a minute. How many boat loads do you need? I don't know.
Did you ever do any tug trawling?
Oh yes. I tug trawled for years. I left trawling mostly because you couldn't compete against the guildman.
So you spent a lot more time with a tug trawl than you did either gillnet in a drag?
Oh yeah, let me see. I must have all told around 12, 15 years of time trolling. Nice way to catch a fish. It's a hell of a lot of work.
Mm.
Pretty sunny.
Now you have to haul them back by hand.
Yep. What we'd do is, of course back then we had an old winch head.
Yeah.
To haul traps with. And what you do is you'd rig up either a longer V-belt up through the side of your wheelhouse or off your pothole. And you'd make a roller. I used to use was a 12-inch shim with two two-inch pieces of oak on each side, tapered down so that when you bolt them together, it just tapers right down, makes a deep V.
Oh yeah.
And it doesn't grip the ground line at all. But when you pull down on the ground line, you cut it down to here, and you pull on it, the strain forces the line down far enough so that it'll grip.
Oh yeah. So you don't take a 10, I just
so it's half by hand.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lot of work.
So that doesn't snarl up your I know you try to haul up. I tried it with those clip on rigs, you know, and you try to haul one of them on a pothole and every one of the gans just be right to the hook when you bring it up.
Yeah, and there's a tendency. Anyway, but with a trawl hauler, of course that stuff you all clear when you get in the dock. Just lay it down in the trawl, and it's a little stiffer lay than potwater, so you get used to working with it. Mm-hmm. It's really quite easy once you set up, but it's like anything else, you have to get used to it. The snap-ons I went